Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. What stalls your progress when you are rolling full steam ahead? Well, sometimes, despite our best intentions, we hit invisible walls that stall our momentum. The other day, I talked about these things called motivation killers. Well, what do you do when you are just on a roll? You're going. And then, what's going on? How did I drift off course? Well, today we're going to uncover the sneaky momentum busters that might be holding you back from reaching your peak potential. So if you are ready to break through, and before we get into all this awesome content, let's dive into how you can recognize and conquer these hidden hurdles. Head over to talktoperry.com. You and I can have a chat and we can figure out a customized way so that you can break through anything standing in your way. So let's talk about these momentum busters. They're subtle. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, we'll be ready for it, but they kind of come out of nowhere. Often they're habits or mindsets that we don't even realize are dragging us down. And I know it's easy to dismiss things and laugh things away or rationalize things away. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'll get to that, you know, someday. But a lot of times we end up hitting this tipping point over and over and over again. So these habits or mindsets, they're dragging us down. And here's kind of some of the things that at least popped in the top of my head for this podcast, but there's others. First one is like inconsistency. I get it. You know, we want to be consistent and life likes to challenge us, throw us in different ways. And we kind of give ourselves a little false promise that we're going to get back on track or do doubles over the weekend or make up for it somehow. And then we start realizing the current is so strong against us because we've drifted so far off course that it's kind of like, oh, it kind of gets deflating. And it often leads to that slippery slope. Another one, negativity, you know, either from ourselves or others. And sometimes I noticed when I was scrolling on social media the other day, you know, I've been in building momentum towards something. And I saw somebody have a post that was kind of the opposite of that, or dispelling what it was that I was using, you know, some of the mindset strategies I had, and kind of saying, you don't need that. All you got to do is this. And it kind of threw me off a little bit. And then I realized, well, this person's kind of, you know, at a different stage in her life, and it's a combination of things. And I think she doesn't realize it. And I know she's trying to, you know, really coach a different audience than what I'm reaching. But I just thought it was really interesting how just some of these things from other people, you know, whether they're well-intended or not, can sometimes throw you off just based on your old programming. And it could really just drain your energy and your drive. Another thing is poor planning. You know, without a clear path, it's easy to veer off course. That happened to me over and over again with my health and fitness journey. I would wing it. I was really good at winging it, but I really wasn't good at getting results. So I'd wing it, customize things, talk myself out of doing workouts or going to the gym, or, you know, I would even wing it going around the gym. You know, what do I feel like today? And I've mentored a lot of people along the way that try to convince me or convince themselves that they can figure it out on their own. Cause I was that way too. I've got this, you know, I just need to freshen it up. We would tell ourselves, I just need a variety. And while I love variety, if you don't have a plan or a path or something to follow, some sort of roadmap, it really ends up being like, hey, I'm starting to go down this path and no, I'll choose a different path. And we never really get to where we wanted to go. And we veer off course. Another one is overcommitting. Now, I talked about, you know, the inconsistency stuff. Well, overcommitting is another major trap. It's spreading yourself too thin and dilutes your energy and your focus. I've had that happen before where it's like, oh, yes, I'm going to do this. And we do all these things, or we have this grand scheme that all this stuff is going to fall into place. And then it doesn't take much to really tip things in another direction. Then it's kind of the all or nothing mindset sort of stuff. Another one, ignoring self-care. That can deplete your stamina. And I get it. You know, there's some go-getters and warriors out there that are like, hey, I only need 2 hours of sleep, or sleeping is overrated, or this is overrated, and you got to go. That only lasts for so long. And it sometimes it's just whatever it takes to mentally charge yourself up to get going. But I don't know if that's like a long-term sustainable mantra to just keep going and ignoring self-care. Now, eventually I see people where they're, you know, having, all of a sudden they're having this moment where they've, you know, life has thrown them off track because they didn't take care of themselves. And now it makes it even harder to maintain any progress. And that was it for me. I mean, I was trying to juggle so many things in my life with my career, and I had a long drive and everything like this. And I, you know, after our hectic work schedule, I just didn't have clear priorities. And so I would easily rationalize things away or promise myself, yeah, I'm going to hit my workout hard. I'm going to head home. Well, after an hour long drive, I would literally convince myself that I needed to sit down and chill for about an hour and then, you know, and then get into it. And I'd never get into it. I just helped myself drift off course even further. But now I figured out a way to get things done, even when you've got that hectic schedule, without, you know, veering off track. And I'll share my approach on how I recalibrated my, you know, the things to pull me back on track. You know, and if that resonates with you, visit talktoperry.com. And let's learn how to keep your energy up, keep your goals in clear sight, and reach all those things so that you can keep your mental and physical battery charged, reclaim your power, and achieve all the goals that you want. PerryTinsley.com is where that's at. You know, awareness is, you know, it's a big thing. A lot of times what you do with that awareness is another big thing. But a lot of times if we aren't even aware and we're just ignoring and burying things, well, that can be, drift us off course a long way. So awareness, that's the first step, you know, identifying the momentum busters. And then, you know, once you're aware of them, implementing a strategic countermeasure so that you can set the stage for sustained success. Because that's what you want, right? Sustained success, not just to get in shape for summer and then let things go. You want things for long term. You know, keep your eye on the prize, and just know every day is a new chance to push forward without anything holding you back. So just know you've got the power to choose things, to take control and really increase your energy. Or you can let the rationalizations, reasoning, comparison, excuses, if you will, you can let those control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals, and then figuring out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on? I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.